Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Welcome back, G-Back Nation. It is time to have the John Daniels Show right here on your home of the Rangers. If you missed the news about 3-4 hours ago, the Rangers did fire manager Chris Woodward today. We had the press conference back at 2:40. Now it's time for the JD Show. A segment is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again, and those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. Frankel and Frankel at truckwreck.com. And the JD Show is brought to you by the Texas Can Academy, right off the car, not the kid. And a good afternoon. How you doing?
All right, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing pretty good, thank you. And, you know, one of my takeaways listening to that press conference earlier was that, you know, one of the things was you guys didn't feel like he is, you know, was getting the guys ready to play. Is that an accurate statement? Was that one of the main reasons that you decided to move on?
Yeah, I mean, it's a variation of that. Listen, Woody is as tireless a worker as you're going to find. He does not shy away from a challenge. He is all about kind of putting in hours and encouraging the players to do it. You know, I think there's different styles, right? There's different ways to get to the same goal. Some clubs are tighter, more rules and things like that. Some clubs are looser and you can get to the same point. We have to have a successful club. We're going about either way. I think where we felt we are right now, we're coming together. There's some positives. We felt like from a stylistic standpoint and helping the players, we felt like we needed to, there was an opportunity to kind of tighten some things up right now. And so that's really, that's kind of how I would answer that question. Absolutely love Woody, love what he's brought to the club. It's a really challenging call, an emotional one, because we're close. But that's why, in essence, we made this decision. We think that there's a different style needed to push the players and push us closer to where we need to be.
JD, this weekend was important for the organization. You had the Hall of Fame weekend. You took 2 of 3 against the Mariners. This was probably a decision that you guys had been thinking about for some time, but why now? I think that was probably the question that we saw the most when the news came down today, is why today, after maybe winning a series against a division opponent that you struggled against, versus doing it earlier or maybe waiting to see if this success could continue for Chris Woodward?
Yeah, so great question. We did not take the timing lightly. We had a lot going on with the draft, the trade deadline, and the Hall of Fame weekend. And really, there was an evaluation at all times going on, really for all of us, myself included. CY and I had talked about, let's wait until after the Hall of Fame stuff to really sit down and go through it. So we really spent quite a bit of time on it yesterday. We'd had some informal conversations, and then we sat down with ownership this morning and made the recommendation and then ultimately made the decision there. I think why now is because we feel like there is still a lot to be gained this year. Obviously we are in the standings, and that speaks for itself. But as far as improving going forward for next year and setting the groundwork and kind of changing the expectations a little bit day in, day out, we thought that there was value in doing it now rather than waiting until next year. And Tony Beasley, we feel like can really help us in that regard. Obviously we're going to have a search in the off season that Tony will be included as a real candidate for. But whether it's you know, long term it's Tony or it's somebody else, we felt like we would benefit next year and beyond from, you know, starting that process right now.
JD, who do you feel like are, from your vantage point in that clubhouse, from a player standpoint, who do you feel like are the leaders on the team? And maybe more so than just the lead by example guys, but who are the guys that you feel like, okay, these are my leaders on this team right now? And do you feel like you have enough of them?
Well, I think you'd always have more and have, keep improving your leadership core. Some of it's developed over time. You know, I think there's got some guys that have leadership attributes. As far as like kind of a little more in the way of like outspoken or can do it vocally, Marcus Semien stands out. He's not a rah-rah guy. Most leaders aren't. I mean, I think that's more for the movies than reality. But I look at the way that he has unbelievable routines, and I see some of the young guys sitting by his locker. I see him setting the example. I see him, some of the young guys going with, he does this, you know, great routine post game where he stretches, and I think that's led to some of his positive health and durability record. And so he will take some of the young guys in and encourage them to, you know, do some of these things, really to find the routines that work for themselves. Corey, you said like Corey Seager is really intense in his preparation and how he goes about it. And he is probably more of a lead by example kind of guy. Cole Calhoun's another guy that can be vocal in how he goes about his business.
JD, did you have to apologize to Woody? And the reason I asked that is because I was in a situation where a coach got fired, and I felt like as a personnel guy, I let him down. Did you feel any of that? I know it's tough to let guys go, but did you feel like, man, I didn't do everything possible for you? Was there any of that?
Brian, sorry, I didn't cut you off.
No, you're fine, man.
I didn't, it wasn't an apology per se, but certainly a recognition that, you know, Woody came in, we were kind of a little bit in between. You know, we had discussed internally rebuilding at that point. We hadn't done it. We weren't all in to win, and we weren't, you know, rebuilding either. And so we were caught in between. We basically finished 500 his first year. That's what you saw. And it wasn't until the middle of 2020 that we really committed to a rebuild. So his first year and a half, we were in between. The next year and a half, we were really rebuilding. And then this year, you know, we're just starting to come up on the other side of that hill. So there was no point in time where, you know, Woody had a roster that we expected, you know, championships from, that we truly thought was a playoff contender. You know, you would have needed a number of things to go right. This year, did we have some aspirations that, you know, we could overachieve and be, you know, 500 or better and in the wild card race, and maybe we could have improved the club at the trade deadline? Yes, I think that was, you know, we thought that was kind of a realistic upside goal. But there's no doubt. We never started a season in Woody's 4 years here with a roster that we felt was truly like a, you know, top level contending roster. And certainly recognized that. And to Woody's credit, he kind of shook it off. He was not like, I'll never, you know, talk about that. I'll never make excuses. But we know, and I think deep down he knows that that's the case.
And the follow-up question I have with this is that when you look at the situation, and maybe you guys have made the determination, you talk about, you know, going forward and, you know, and looking at your roster, is it easier to move on with a manager who's trying to win games to save his job? And you're saying, no, we need to evaluate these players. Was there some pushback of him maybe wanting to do some things differently with the roster, and then you guys say, no, we need to evaluate these players that we have?
No, really. I mean, he gave his opinion on players, whether he thought that they were, you know, capable or not, and whether he thought that they were coachable or not. They have, like, the right attributes. But we were on the same page as far as who to play and things. There was never anything like that. It really wasn't, that was not a factor. I mean, it really came down to just deciding that, you know, going forward, we were looking at we felt the club needed a little bit different style and kind of how we go about our business. And, you know, there's not a whole lot more to it than that.
What style is that?
Well, I think we want to play, let me say this. I'm going to answer your question.
Yes, sir.
I'm hesitant because, you know, I think we share, Woody and myself and CY share a vision about what that style looks like. I think how you get there is more where the kind of difference in opinion is, and I respect that. You know, Woody saw something work with the Dodgers, you know, very different type of roster club than we have, and that you know, certain things that he believes in, and you know, we, as Sue and I looked at it, we felt like, you know, to get to where we want to go, we needed to change it. The style is one where, you know, the really focus on kind of fundamentals from really attacking kind of the little things, and a lot of that is accomplished by, you know, practicing them and working on them and having a sense of discipline and structure in your daily routine, and the players understanding that is, you know, critical and important to what we want to do, and that there, you know, there's high standards in those areas. And so, you know, it really comes back to kind of like getting back to the basics and the fundamentals and a lot of those areas, and creating a little more structure around the way that we work. But the end goal, I think, that Woody would see, we would see, it's still very similar. It's more about how you get there.
Well, you know, old Ron Washington will get down there with your infielders. He'll be all over those details for you, boy.
There's no doubt, man. There's no doubt. He will get after it.
Now, you mentioned, you know, with Beasley and his evaluation here for the remainder of the season, you used the word momentum. You'd like to see some momentum mm-hmm. in these last 48 games during the presser. What is the momentum that you'd like to see? What's the evaluation process like for Bees during these last 48 games as he tries to maybe become the full-time manager of this team?
Yeah, I think CY said it really well at the presser that, you know, it's not so much, I mean, that's, we certainly want to win more than we lose, and you know, wins and losses always play some role. But I think the bigger element that we're looking at here with Tony is, you know, how the club responds to him and the rest of the staff midstream, no spring training to implement things, you know, 112 games into the, or 114 games, whatever it is, into the season. Can they get the players midstream to change course and change the way that we prepare a little bit? And that's going to come with, you know, a little bit more, you know, asking a little bit more of them in tightening some things up in the kind of the day leading up to the game. And so I think how the club responds to that, how the players respond to that, you know, I think you will see that in our style of play on the field. We're hoping that it's a little bit cleaner style and a little more fundamental in how we go about it. It's going to take a little time to put that in play, but that's what we're looking for as far as, when we say, building momentum towards next year.
John, how you doing? Do you think your current role is what you're looking to do, or would you like a little bit more or less of something or another?
I like more wins.
There you go.
Yeah. I like more wins. Yeah, I'd like that. There'll be a moment we'll, you know, be ready to talk about that. It's not right now. I get the question and totally fair, but, you know, right now we've got to support Tony and support the club, and we'll address some of those things later down the road.
So are things on the table? Sorry, I know you're saying you'll address it down the road, but the way you answered it makes it seem like all things are under consideration at the time.
Listen, this is a competitive business, and all things are always on the table, right, for all of us. We all work for somebody. We all have, you know, job requirements. We're all evaluated all the time. So are things on the table? Yeah, I mean, they're always on the table, whether, you know, you like it or not. That's the nature of the business. We haven't won in 6 years, you know, and I should be evaluated along those lines the same as anybody else. So, you know, that's why I answered that way. It's just a reality of the business. It's not it's nothing that I fear getting into or talking about. It's just not the right time.
JD, are you still looking at any other changes within the coaching staff, or are we? Is it just going to be Beads and the staff's going to remain intact for the intact for the rest of this season?
Yeah, we're going to remain intact. We have one addition to the staff. Josh Johnson is going to come up. He's been with Round Rock as a coach this year. When Beads missed some time earlier this year, he kind of sprained his Achilles, and he missed a little bit of time. Corey Ragsdale, our first base coach, slid over to third, and Josh came up for about a week and coached first and coached the outfielder. So we're going to do the same thing with Tony sliding into the dugout. Corey Ragsdale will slide from first to third. He'll continue to coach the infielders, coach the base running. JJ will come up and coach at first base and handle the outfielders. And what we wanted to do is leave all the other coaches, Donnie Ecker, Bobby Wilson, Tim Hires, et cetera, the pitching guys. We want to leave them in their current roles so we had as little change as possible.
Thank you so much for your time. Let's go get these wins, man. Give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
All right, fellas. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Goes. John Daniels here with you on 105.3 The Fan. And that was terrific information. I know the texters are very frustrated with JD, and to see him now go into, I believe, his fifth manager, you know, it can be frustrating, I think. But I do believe this team is heading in a good direction. You know, you look at the money they're willing to spend now and the way they've built up the farm system. JD's been part of a lot of success in 11 and 12 and 15 and 16. I think we're getting ready to trend back into it.
I think he's showing the frustration as well.
Yeah.
We haven't won in 6 years. He's doing self-reflection too.
And I love it. You know, he always comes on and is willing to take all the questions, all the tough ones. So thanks to JD in a time like today. He knows what people are saying. It's time to go around the NFL next, the fan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.